The important thing to remember with Michael Wacha is that he is still 25 years old, and he has won 33 games in the major leagues. But as he enters 2017 spring training, he doesn't really have a role. And I think that's a unique position for him and the team to be in, as you have a guy who was once a phenom. I mean, 2013, he was being compared to Chris Carpenter and Adam Wainwright. He didn't allow a run to the Dodgers in the NLCS. He became a playoff hero, and then just 1 year later in the playoffs, he gave up a season-ending home run to the Giants. So, and then 2015, he rebounded, won 17 games, but suffered towards the end of the season. And that has become the thing with Michael Wacha, is that he is not a reliable full-season starter. But he does have some skill potentially left in the arm. But he enters spring training with not a clear role and also without a contract. The Cardinals and Wacha will go to arbitration this morning to determine if he'll get his $2.8 million or if the team the Cardinals' $2.8 million or his $3.2 million. So you have $400,000 separating, and really whatever the outcome is, whether the player or the team wins, it's still going to be good value. I mean, even if Wacha has a disappointing year, you know, $3.2 million is not a lot to lose on a guy who could be an everyman for your team. And I mean everyman as being a guy who could be a sixth starter, kind of being like the spot starter guy, being a long relief guy, being a guy who mops up after a rough start by another guy, or possibly being a late inning kind of a bullpen asset, and really developing himself into potentially a trade asset. And I don't think the Cardinals are going to have any long-term plans for Michael Wacha, or else they would have offered him a contract like they did with Carlos Martinez and other players right around the age of 25. You know, with Chris Carpenter got a contract. You know, he's a little older, but, you know, Alan Craig got a contract. I mean, you know, Colton Wong got a contract. I think if Randall Grichuk has a good year, he could get a contract after the season. But Wacha is a guy who they're going to arbitration with, really kind of to make a point about future negotiations with arbitration, but also to say that they don't know what value this guy has going into the season. So with Wacha, you have a guy who doesn't have a clear value, doesn't have a clear spot. He is a man apart, as I state in my article, which you can read right below this good clip, which we're trying to start to do here. Maybe attach a little audio with the article. So now it's not just words, I'm backing it up, and you can hear my voice as I can try to maybe make the case for my piece. But the idea is there's three spots. He could be a rotation guy for the first couple months. The Cardinals have a lot of open dates. He could be a bullpen guy. I just don't know how his arm's going to translate down there for a whole season. Or he could be a guy who could be a spot starter, a little bullpen, a kind of whatever they need, and he can build his value that way. So I think that's the best case for him, being a spot starter, you know, a bullpen asset if they need it, if there's some deficiencies down there, and also being kind of a mop-up long-inning guy. Basically more like a more expensive Tyler Lyons, who is out with a knee injury. So there it is, folks. I think Wacha will get some starts in the first couple months, and I think he will develop into a bullpen asset as the trade deadline approaches. That is my take on Michael Wacha and the St. Louis Cardinals, who I think the Cardinals will probably win the case. He'll make $2.8 million, the same as Matt Adams, and both those players enter camp without a clear role. So we'll see, but spring training is almost here. Games are about 12 days away, and I hope you continue to read KSTK's Cardinal coverage on KSTK.com. Thanks for listening, and talk to you next time.